Wade Rath here with the Chief Organizer's Report on people analytics as a scary part of the hiring future. Another article in the holiday reading pile was a piece in The Atlantic called Watching You at Work. The reporter, Don Peck, reviewed the current utilization of big data to create something that big company human relations departments were calling people analytics. In a nutshell, these outfits are crunching the information they have received in the recruitment process from tens of thousands of applicants, comparing it with other information they have on workers they judge to have been successful by their standards, and then trying to devise tools to fit these two pieces together to create the perfect decision in hiring a new employee. At some levels, who's surprised? And alarmingly, using examples from Michael Lewis's book Moneyball about the ways that general manager Billy Bean reconstructed the Oakland Athletics into a winning team with less money in a smaller market, using a wider array of statistics and just the veteran scout's eyeball looks and long experience, is seductive. Because at its heart, that book was about how biases in baseball influence the recruitment of talent, regardless of production and performance. In fact, Peck ends up making the case that people analytics might be better for workers, given how much bias continues to be ingrained in the employment process. The cited studies that revealed that there was bias based on whether names sounded white or black, others that revealed bias when employers knew the applicants were men versus women, and very interestingly, bias in the way those hiring tended to hire people who they felt had a personality, background, or interest similar to mine. The most hardcore Luddite among us would be hard-pressed to defend any of these hiring methods as anything but biased. But in some cases, we have to concede that almost inevitably, any of us could have unwittingly been guilty of some of the biases, especially the one of tending to hire people who we think might have elements of our own experience. It may not be the old school tie, but it's biased nonetheless and springing from the same roots. It's certainly no secret that other studies have found that the most effective way to find a job for seekers is through personal networks that connect people to job openings. Nonetheless, it was scary to read about big companies that would like to hire people solely on their scores based on taking various digital games that might reveal this data, since you can almost throw away folks from the job pool who've been trapped on the other side of the digital divide immediately. The number of HR recruiters who expressed the desire to completely discontinue any person-to-person interviews and just hire from the test was startling as well, even given the fact that the direct interviews would likely trigger the systemic biases. This is one of those articles where you get to the end more depressed than informed. The brave new world of employment based on people analytics, even if less biased, perhaps on some level, seems to erect some permanent, unscalable barriers virtually at birth for millions, posing some ethical and societal challenges that remain unanswered. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.